Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to thank God, my family, and my friends, and each one of you for joining in tonight. I appreciate your listening support. I appreciate your affiliation with the Love Live Jesus Ministry. And I say, may God bless and keep and take care of each and every one of you. On tonight, we have a very special message from God, and it is entitled, God Builds a Bridge for Success. How many of you know that God wants us all to be successful? He wants us all to be prosperous, but we have to be willing to accept what the Lord has given unto us. We have to be willing to accept. And so without further ado, I want to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads as such, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And without further ado, you know we always go to the throne of God and we pray, because without God we are nothing. Without God we can do nothing. And so we're going to go unto God, and we're going to pray unto God and ask God for what we need and what we want. And we're going to pray for each and every person, and we're going to be under the unction of the Holy Spirit. So whatever God gives us to pray for, that is what we're going to pray for. And once again, I thank you for your listening support. I thank you for your participation with the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to just wake up this morning, Lord. You started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of your health and strength, Lord. And we come to you each day thanking you, because we know that tomorrow is not promised. The next minute, the next second is not promised. But we know that we serve a God who is awesome. We know that we serve a God who is divine and true and real. And we thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that has fallen upon us, Lord. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for the doors, Lord. We thank you for the people whom you sent in our lives, Lord. And we ask, would you help us to continue to just uplift and magnify who you are. Lord, we bring our souls unto you, Lord. We bring our hands and our feet and our eyes, and we ask that you fix our eyes where we're lifted up, looking unto the hill from which cometh our help, Lord. And we ask, would you bless our hands, Heavenly Father, to be of your service, and would you bless our feet, Lord, to continue to walk in the path of righteousness, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done, Lord, and the things that you're going to do, Lord. And we thank you for just being the God whom you are, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, Lord, and those who are going in. We thank you for just giving us another chance, Lord. We thank you for just keeping us and helping us to maintain and to just go about daily life, Lord. We ask that you continue to help us to magnify who you are and continue to glorify you, because you are God and there is none like you. And because you are God and no one can do us like you've done us, Heavenly Father, We ask, Lord, would you now purify our minds, Lord, and help us to be able to be separated and called out, because we are a chosen people. And help us to be able to think like you, Lord, and to love like you and to be like you, Lord. Help us, Heavenly Father, to be the fountain of water that never runs dry. Help us to be the people who never run short of words, Lord. And help us to become and continue to be great listeners, because you are giving us the path to success, Lord. And now as this particular ministry, this teaching go forth entitled God Builds a Bridge for Success, Lord, we ask that you make it clear and plain so that the people can understand, Lord. And we realize and understand that you called all of us, but as you said, only a few have actually taken the road, and there are still some who are thinking about it. And we ask that you continue to help us, Lord, to just cross over to that bridge, Lord, and to be in your will and in your path, Lord. And we thank you for everything you've done, Lord. We thank you for what we see now and the things that we're going to see. We thank you for each door that's open, Lord. We thank you for each victory that's already won, Lord. And we ask that you continue to just help us and keep us in your will and your care, Lord. And now as this ministry go forth, we ask that you anoint it, and would it be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, that was I Love You, Lord, Today, and There Is None Like You. That was the instrumental version. Once again, I want to thank my family and friends and all of you who are tuned in tonight to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now we're going to begin to look at what we call the message for today. And the message for today is God builds a bridge for success. The message today is God builds a bridge for success. And as you can see on my Facebook page, there is a bridge. God says that's a bridge over troubled waters. He says whatever you're going through at any particular time, you must understand that he is the bridge, because God's will for us is success. And many times the reason why success does not come is because we are not walking over the bridge and into the will of God. So I'm going to be brief, as the Lord has given this unto me, and I'm going to share with you this particular message from Proverbs 16:3, which reads, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed." Proverbs 16:3 again, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed." As I said before, we have to put God in the center. God has to lead us. God has called us out. He has separated us. And when God calls you out, that means that God has a special place for you. Now, I want to make note of this because I want you to be aware of this. You are called out, but you still have to deal with the world. You have to deal with people. And when we say you have to deal with people, there are some people that you would deal with who will be saved and some you will not. And you have to be comfortable within yourself to remain in character, and you have to be comfortable within yourself to know that whatever God has promised you, he is going to see it through. Whatever God has promised you, he is going to see it through. Okay? So we're going to talk about God builds a bridge for success, and there are some qualifications, okay? And anything that you do, any place that you go, there must be qualifications, okay? God says, first of all, you have to have a relationship with him. We speak about relationship. I said that this morning in my message to the children. We have a relationship with God. A relationship with God is more than just praying. A relationship with God is more than just reading your Bible. A relationship is more than just saying, I believe in the Lord. I trust God. A relationship with God is simply living the Word of God and praying and being obedient. The Lord gives us instructions for our lives so that our lives can be prosperous and blessed. And one of the instructions is to love thy neighbor as thyself. That means your disposition, that means your attitude towards others must be acceptable unto God, whatever that looks like. And so God says that he has taken us over this bridge. He's going to show us a bridge in the next couple of days. And a lot of people will begin to look at bridges that are built by man. And God says these bridges aren't built by man. He says these bridges are built by your Father in heaven. And these bridges, no matter how old they get, no matter how many times people are able to walk over these bridges and experience God's favor, amen, he says that these bridges will not collapse. He says these bridges will hold up. Why? Because they wasn't made by man. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the imagery of the bridge. This is not going to be a bridge as I have it pictured on my Facebook page, okay? God is going to advance you. God is going to advance us to a different stage. Now, everyone will not go. Mm-hmm. Everyone will not go because God is advancing you. But he says you must have a relationship. This is not a time to pack up your bags and say that, Lord, I want to follow you. God says these people have been toiling in the field of the ministry, toiling in the field of God, toiling in the kingdom, he says, for many months. And when he says for many months, he says that they are reaping what they sow. He says, so you must have a relationship with him in order to experience this bridge that's coming in a few days, this advancement. When he talks about advancement, a lot of people think about promotions. A lot of people think about a lot of money. God says he's going to open up the doors of success so that you can walk freely in. He says he's going to open up the doors. He's going to open up the doors. He's going to open up opportunities for you. Opportunities will come to you. I told you about 3 days ago to stop chasing your dreams. chase and let your dreams chase you. God says that when whatever is for you is for you. No one can receive your gift. No one can receive your anointing. But someone can help to dilute your anointing because of their negativity. God says you have to be cognizant of people. You have to be cognizant of places. He says this is not a time to be fragile with your anointing. This is not a time to be fragile with your life. God says that you must have a strong relationship with him. And he identified the people who would experience this bridge in a couple of days. And as I said before, God says these are people who have been toiling for months, people who have been fasting and praying for a breakthrough. These people whom God is talking about have been going through experiences with people who may not be of God. They may have been passed up for promotions. He said these are the people that he is going to show the bridge, and he's going to begin opening up doors. And he says he's going to pour them out a blessing where they will not have room enough to receive. Those are the type of people, the people who are not deceitful, the people who are not underhanded. God says he needs some strong people of God to rise up so that they can give him the glory and they can magnify who he is. He says, but these are the people who are in relationship with them, the people who are able to remain in character, the people who are able to just continue to keep on keeping on, those people. Then he said the second qualification is you must have an ear. You can't be hard-headed. He said these people have to listen, and they have to know the voice of God. My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. God says that it is not too late to be in relationship with him. He says you can turn from your wicked ways. You can turn from your old ways, and you can become a new creature. He says, but you would not be in this particular mass of individuals who are going to receive these bridges of success within the next day. He says, but you will be in that number as far as his disposition or his dispensation of success. So God says that this may not be your time right now to experience this. He says because you are out of the will, but those who are obedient and in relationship will in the next few days experience this. And he says beware, because people, those who are unsaved, those who do not know him, he says you have to be aware of them and know who they are. He says because if you're not careful, he says they can get you out of the will of God. So we must have a relationship with God. Those people who have been toiling with God, and those people who didn't decide just today that they were going to pack up their bags and follow Jesus, he says those people are going to receive the success first. Then he says, if you are one of those individuals who have turned your back away from God and who have not been in the ark of safety with God, he says it's not too late to turn around like Paul did, amen, like Saul did. It's not too late to turn around and listen to God because he is speaking, but you must have an ear and you must know his voice. If you remember in the Bible, Saul did not even know that that was Jesus Christ speaking from that burning bush, amen. He asked, who was that? He didn't even know the voice of God. So that tells you that he was out of what? Relationship with God, because he did not recognize, amen, his own father who was speaking to him to get him back on the right path. Number three, you must have a willingness to go and follow God. God is going to take these people, take us into some uncomfortable places, put us in some uncomfortable positions as far as the kingdom of God is concerned and as far as the blessings and being in the will of God. God says that you must have a willingness to go and move forward, he says, and follow God. God says for us to read the story of the fishermen. They didn't ask any questions. They didn't ask anything. They just got up and followed. Why? Because they knew their Father in heaven. God says, pack up all of your things and come follow me. And when you're obedient unto God and you follow God, guess what? God will teach you what you need to know in order to make it to your new destination. God says you must have a willingness to go. You must quicken your feet. You must not have slow feet. You have to be willing to go. He says your heart and your mind must be on one accord. And he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Your mind needs to be stayed on God. It doesn't need to be stayed on the naysayers. naysayers or those individuals who feed you with negativity, God says you must have a willingness to go and follow like the fishermen. So we have a relationship. Those individuals who are in the relationships, congratulations. God in the next few days is going to open up doors for you for opportunities. Then he says those of you who had turned away from God and who deafened your ears, he says he is going to call out unto you once again so that you can turn around and so that the next go around you can experience these same opportunities as those with the relationship. Why? Because he loves all of his children the same. He says, and later on in this particular message, that he says he's called everybody. He says, but only a few have answered his call. He says, only a few, and some are still thinking about answering. Amen. So relationship and listening and having an ear, he says, then you must be willing to go. No questions asked. Just follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He says you must trust him and have faith. Then he talks about when you see the bridge, what happens? What happens? What happens in the next few days when the Lord surprises you and he opens up all these doors of opportunity? Do you faint? No, 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 no. God says you do not faint. God says you do not yell and scream. He says you humble yourself and you pray unto God because you're going to the next level. And anytime you go to the next level, you always know that the devil is going to the next level with you. And if you are in Christ and if you're in Jesus, you have to recognize those people who are of God and those who are not. God says, do not shun anyone who is not of him. He says, but your character and your attitude should exemplify that you belong to the Father. Once it is known that you belong to the Father, he says, there is nothing that you can't do. He says you're going to do things very well. When you see the bridge, God is going to open up these doors in the next few days. God says, what do? Right? We don't faint. We don't go around bragging. We don't get big-headed. We don't get on our high horse and start riding. God says you pray, but you move forward and don't look back. He says, do you remember the story about the woman who looked back? What happened to her? He says, you move forward. He says, you propel forward. If you do remember or recall about a month ago, I was speaking to you about a couple of track runners, and I said they propel. When I was in the blocks, we propel forward. We never did run backwards in a race. We ran backwards when we were practicing, right, just to build our legs up. But in a race, we did not run backwards. Amen. God says we must move forward, propel forward, and he says don't look back. He says once the doors are open and once God gives you the light in order to go into the room, he says you don't look back. You move forward. You proceed forward, but you're going to say, God, do you really think I can do this? And God says, I never would have put you in that position or situation if you could not do it. You go into every door that the Lord has given you. The Lord is going to give some people one door. The Lord is going to give some people many doors. And when people think about doors, they think about when they go to work or when they go to organizations, the doors being open or closed. God says that has nothing to do with it because those doors were built by man. He's talking about the opportunities that you dream that you may never receive, those opportunities that can only come from him. He said these has nothing to do with opening closed doors in your houses, opening closed doors on your jobs, opening closed doors in organizations or stores that you go into. He says these are the doors in which he is only able to open and close because these things are not made by man. The opportunities that he's going to give you and the people he's going to have you connect with has nothing to do with people on earth. He says this is something that only God can give. Amen. So he says move forward, don't look back. He says now when you get to this particular place and when you begin to see the bridge and the opportunities, He says there's going to be prosperity. He says not only prosperity in the words that you speak, because they're going to have influence because you were sent by God. You wasn't sent by man. You wasn't recommended by man. He says God sent you to that place. He sent you to those opportunities. He says we must walk in the path of righteousness. He says because you are prosperous, not only in your word and not only in your living and not only in your giving and not only in what you do when you do things well, he says you must walk the path of righteousness. He says to the left and to your right, there will be many temptations. He says, and you can afford those temptations. He says, but that is not of God. He says you must continue to move forward in the will, because you're going to have all of these different opportunities and all of these doors that are opening unto you. And you must continue to walk in the path in order to get to your destination, which is the prize that no man can give. He says, so move forward, don't look back. Walk the path of righteousness. On your left and on your right, you're going to have things that want to veer you off of the wheel. He says, keep moving. Amen. Then he says, see what is on the other side. God says when you continue to walk, you're going to see what is on the other side. Now, a while ago, I just said that things are on your left and on your right. But God says as you continue to be obedient and as you continue to pray, he says the things on your left and on your right, amen, will become those things that are resources for what you need to get to the next level. God says, look on your left and on your right. He says, those things as you're walking your path will be your resources to get to the next level. Well, how is that so, Lord? Because when you have things on your left, negativity sometimes, or when you have things on your right, which are temptations, those things can really cause you to get out of the will of God. But God says when you pray and you're obedient, he says those things have to become your footstool. He says those things become your resources instead of those things that get you off the path. He says just like Saul, he was able to get him back on the right path. Saul would have been a person while you was trying to walk the path who was a naysayer and who was talking about the church and persecuting the church. God says he had to hush Saul up, and he had to remind him who's in control, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So God says when you see these opportunities, and we're not talking about a bridge like I had on my Facebook page, but that was a visual. God says you're going to be a bridge. He's going to build you a bridge over troubled water. He says don't think just because you're on your way to success and you're on your way to his prosperity, God's prosperity, he says that's way more than man can ever give. He says just because you're on your way to success does not mean that you get big-headed. It does not mean that you stop praying unto God. It does not mean that you get out of fellowship with God. It does not mean that you go tell the whole world. God says that your living will tell the world what God is doing in your life. He says make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He didn't say make a joyful noise unto your neighbor. Make a joyful noise unto that new car you have. Make a joyful noise unto that job. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, because the Lord inhibits all of our praises. And so God says, just because you are getting ready to go to the next level, just because he is going to recommend you, and just because of his favor, and everything is tailor-made by God and not man, he says, doesn't mean that you walk away from God. Amen. God said that is the second part of it. He says you're going to be successful. We're going to be successful. He says we're going to have many opportunities. He says, but continue to stay in the will of God. Continue to act as if you have to continue to do to make it. He says, do not act as a rich king or queen and hoard all of your stuff that the Lord has given to you. He says he gave that to you in order for you to bless other people. He didn't give that just for you to you, just for you to hold it. He says he's going to give you wisdom and knowledge. He's going to allow you to touch many people's lives. He's going to allow you to speak on platforms that you've never spoken on, Afri Love. He's going to allow you to do things that you've never done before. He's going to open doors that you've never been able to go in. He's going to give you opportunities that you never had. He said, but with all that, he says, continue to be faithful unto God. If God has called you to the ministry, continue to do it. If he's called you to radio, if he's called you to teaching, if he's called you to preaching, to leading, whatever he's called you to do, God says, continue to do his work. Don't stop because because of the prosperity, because people still need your services. People still need to hear how good God is. People need to still hear the word of God. People need to still be lifted up. People still get discouraged, and you have to lift them up. He says, and then in your life, in our life, to make it personal, we need God to lift us up because we get discouraged sometimes. Amen. So God says in all of this, he says, fret not. Fret not at people. He says, you were called out to be different. He says, walk in it. As long, he says, I am with you always. He says, I am with you always. You are never alone. If you are alone, he says, it's good because you are with him. You are with God. And so you have to stay focused, ladies and gentlemen, these next couple of days, because God is going to show you the bridge. And the proof of the bridge is that at one point we're going to hear about one of God's bridges. And the funny thing about the bridge for success that God is preparing for us is that God says it reaches from the highest mountain to the lowest valley. And a lot of people think about mountains and valleys, and God says it reaches from the least of these to the greatest of these. Amen? And so when we talk about the least of these, we're talking about those individuals, those normal people like us who are not under the stars, you know, who are not in front of the camera all the time. God says from the least to the greatest. Amen? So we're going to hear about God's favor and his opening up those opportunities. And God says the bridge is only an imagery over the troubled water. He says if you notice the water is below the bridge. He says why? Because it doesn't matter about negativity. Negativity will be diluted. Amen. He says there will be hush mouths. He says the naysayers will be quiet. He says but the bridge continues to be a bridge. But if you look at the water is inconsistent. It moves with the wind. The water just flows. You throw a stick in the in water. I want you to throw a stick in water. Don't get too close to the water. Throw a stick in the water and watch the stick. The stick will float for a little while, then it'll go down. God says that's what negativity does. Negative people, they have you just floating. He says, and then finally you just hit rock bottom because of negativity, negative people. If people continue to hinder your progress, God says, move away. He says, because you are missing out on your bridge for success. So I want to briefly recap what we said. And we said, first of all, there are some qualifications. How many of you know that, as I said before, any time that you go out for something, there are some qualifications that you must have. Even when you go for a driver's license, there are some qualifications that you must have. And you must be in relationship with God. And God says it's not too late if you're not in relationship with him. He says you must have an ear to listen and turn from your evil ways. Then he says a willingness to go. He says read about the fishermen. When God tells you to go, do not ask any questions. Just go and follow God. He says that's called stepping out on faith. He says although all of my children are called, he says a few will answer and some will have been appointed or chosen. He says he's chosen some people to preach and teach. There are some people that you're going to meet who don't have to go to school in order to be a minister, in order to be a teacher. God has taught them. They have an anointing on their life. Those particular people are very gifted in God, and they credit all of their knowledge unto God. And he says he has chosen some people. Some people do have to go to school, but there are some people like the disciples. God was teaching them as they went along, and God says that he have chosen a few. He says he's chosen those prophets who know the desire of God's heart. He's chosen those apostles and those teachers and those leaders. He's chosen them through his anointing. He says then the ones who are called, he says there are few who are called, and when they are called, they accept their calling, and usually they go to school to get more knowledge and to become certified. Then he says there is a separation because some people who are called, which he says they decide they don't want to take the calling that the Lord has given because they love the world more than they love their father. And so because they love the world more than they love their father, they find their lives in a complete chaos. And God says that we have to be ready for this success that he's about to bring. Then when you see the bridge, we said, we don't faint. We don't pass out. We don't grow weary and stop being faithful unto God. God says when you see the bridge, he says you begin to pray unto him like Jesus went up into the mountains and prayed. He says you go in your secret closet because you're at a new level. He says these particular opportunities are not doors that you see at your house, at your job, at your church. He says they are opportunities that only God can open. He says man didn't give you these opportunities. Man would never give you these opportunities. It has to be only from God. And because it's only from God, he says you are the only one authorized to go through. He says because what he has for you is yours. I can't take your gift and you can't take mine. God says so there's no need to have a discussion over what's what. He says whatever is yours, and whatever is mine, because God says that he has tailored our life. Okay, then God says that when you see the bridge, you must proceed forward. You're going to be shocked in some instances. We're going to be shocked at some of the opportunities that the Lord is going to give us. We're going to be very shocked because this is like a dream come true. Amen. But once again, God is able to do the miraculous. God is able to do anything, and God is able to go through any door or shut any door. And he says when he moves you forward, he says don't look back. He says this is not monopoly. This is a blessing. Amen. He says when he gives you something, it's not monopoly. He says it's not where you take a risk and you roll your dice and you have to either move backwards or forward. God said this is a consistent move forward for you. He says, and don't look back. He says, yes, when you're walking the path of righteousness, you're going to have people on your left and your right, the negative people. You're going to have people who may say something or may do something. He says, but you have to keep moving. He says, because you're getting close to your destiny. He says, the devil starts bothering you when you get close to your destiny. He says, but if you pray, God says that he is your shield. He is that bridge over troubled water. He says, notice that the water is below and it's diluted, and the water is blue. He says, the water is always blue, amen. He says, because that is a depressive mode. Usually when people are hurt or depressed, they try to hurt other people. And they just emulate how they've been treated, and you have to overlook that. He says, so the troubled water is always below. He says, you throw a stick in the water and see what happens. He says, the stick will float for a little while, then it'll go down. He says, and that's just how the water is, amen. The water is inconsistent. He says, and so when you throw the stick in the water, after a while, it goes down. He says, even if you, when you throw a log in the water goes down. If a person jumps in the water and they can't swim, guess what? They're going down. He says, so therefore, even a swimmer in the water gets tired because of the currents. The currents are strong. And he says that when your blessing is coming and when you see your bridge, he says there are going to be some strong naysayers. There's going to be some influential people that's going to try to hinder the work of God. He says, but no one is stronger than him. And he says they will get tired before you fall down. Amen. So God says that move forward, walk the path of righteousness. See what's on the other side. He says, your eyes have not seen nor your ears have heard what God can do. There is no secret what God can do. There is no secret. He says, what he's done for others, if you trust and believe in God, he will do the same thing for you. That is a song. And there is no secret what God can do. If you look in the Bible, God was healing the sick and raising the dead. He was healing the blind. God was doing a lot of things. And so there is no secret. And when you are obedient and follow God, you will be able to enjoy your bridge for success. And remember, the most important thing that I want you to know is that that bridge that we're talking about is not a bridge that I showed you. That's just imagery. God says that the water is troubled. The water is troubled if you hear about people who are always negative, or people who are always just following everybody else. He says that's troubled water. He says you must go over the troubled water. There's a difference between the truth, and there's a difference between troublemakers. There's a difference. And so when we talk about the troubled water, just know that God is building a bridge over the troubled water. And that's the message for today. God builds a bridge over troubled water. And one more thing. You have to be very careful who you share what God has given unto you. You have to be really careful. And you have to make sure that these are people of God that you're sharing these things with. But God says, even if there are some naysayers or other individuals, he says that whatever is yours will be yours, no matter what. So live life, enjoy your bridge to success, and most of all, thank God when he gives it to you. We're going to thank God and we're going to praise God. The next 180 days, and we're counting up, not down, amen. Remember I said that we're counting up, you know, all the way up to August. And then God's going to bless us with more favor. And so we just depend and we believe in God. And I thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. We're going to hear Sister Tamala May in this place. Then after which, I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to you. Then I'm going to give you the announcements and bid you good night. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love.
Well, a man singing, this place. Be blessed, y'all.
Way. I never knew the sun could shine all day. I never thought I'd live beyond my past until I found you. I never thought I'd be here. Oh, I'm glad I'm living my life in this place. I never my heart feels good. You see, I was so hurt, never knew the pain.
Never thought I'd win.
Oh, Lord,
I'm
Amen. That was This Place by Sister Tamala Mann. And we're going to hear from Sister Tamala Mann again tonight. But let's listen to Jesus' Will. And I want you to know, I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto you tonight and forevermore. Once you experience Jesus Christ, you will never be the same. It doesn't matter where you come from, what color you are, what you've done, what you did. It doesn't matter. You have to be in relationship with God in order to experience His success. And so I want you to know what Jesus will do. And this is by Sister Anita Wilson. Uh-huh. And she's another great psalmist, and she will also be at the Stellas, but she's singing Jesus Will, and she's going to tell you what Jesus will do once you are in relationship with Him. Then we're going to hear again from Sister Tamala Mann. I want to hear Take Me to the King and I Surrender All. Amen. And then we're going to have the announcements, and then you will hear our closeout song for the Love Live Jesus Ministry, Where Jesus Shines With Love. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate each and every one of you.
I know he will because he said he will.
Oh, yeah.
To listen to Sister Tamala Mann, Take Me to the King and I Surrender All. Then after which we will have our announcements and our end of the Love Live Jesus Ministry song for tonight. And then I will bid you farewell.
No religion.
that I need. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering. Lady, leave me alone to gaze upon your glory and to see me in the morning. We keep making mistakes. The glory's not for us, it's all to you. Take me to the King. Don't have much to be. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering. Save me at the cross. I want to gaze upon your glory. That was Sister Tamla, man. Take me to the King and I surrender all. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the Love Live Jesus ministry where Jesus shines with love. But we do have a few announcements before I bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, journalists, anyone with a positive role in the lives of children, anyone who keeps it real on the MIC, please, Facebook AfreedaLove at AlFreedaLove or FreedaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the Love Live Jesus ministry where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to mark your calendars for the first Saturday in June as we will have our Save Our Youth Talent Show. We're bringing some great individuals. I have to put out all of that information. So be sure to mark your calendars for that particular day on the first Saturday in June, and I will have more details of that. Make sure you're praying for 375 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. And also make sure that you're praying for those individuals you know and those individuals you do not know. In addition to that, I want to thank each and every one of you for just your willingness and your desire to come on the Love of Jesus ministry. I appreciate that. I love interviewing gospel artists and promoters and authors and writers and actors and actresses, teachers and leaders and preachers. And I just love, love, love interviewing you guys, and I love attending your events. So make sure that you continue to email me your events at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I thank those individuals who are reaching out who need motivational speakers, educational speakers, ministry speakers, youth speakers. Thank you so much. We're actually starting a campaign for our youth, so I want you to be a part of that. So as I said before, make sure to continue to follow the page under ALFREDALOVE. Make sure you do that. I will be looking for you, and I will be looking to connect with you as well. In addition to that, I want to say that I had the opportunity to go hear Sister Nita Wilson and also some of the Baylor choirs and some college choirs on this weekend, and we had a magnificent time. They really, really, really magnify the Lord. Continue to pray for each and every one of the gospel singers. I know that many of them will be at the Stellars, and so we want to make sure that we pray for them and that God continue to just lift them up and raise them up and help them to continue to minister unto the people, because we had a dynamic time on Saturday night. And go out and look up Sister Anita Wilson. She has some great music going on. And just look her up and support her ministry and her music. She's doing great things for God, and God is going to continue to bless that young lady as well. And also be sure to just check out some of the choirs, these college choirs. They have a lot of things going on as far as going places, singing. So try to support the college choirs that's near you and those that are not. If you're able to get on the plane and, you know, catch a couple of the musicals, do so. Speaking of engagements and things of that nature, we have an educational conference coming up. It will be on the weekend, and I want to give you more details on my Facebook page, and I want you guys to come, and I want you to hear the speakers, and it's going to be a great, great, great conference, and we're going to have a lot of people from all over the state of Texas and other places who are coming out to this particular conference, which is held on the weekend. So please be sure to just stay tuned for that. And as I said before, continue to just magnify God and get ready, all of those who are in relationship with God, because God is going to do some great things this week in the next couple of days. You have to make sure that you stay in character. You have to make sure that you know who God sent and who he did not send. And you have to make sure that even if you're in an uncomfortable position, even if you are the only one, God says that he is always with you, and it's good to have God who is with you than have a whole group of people that's against you, okay? So make sure that you continue to just get ready for what God is going to do. Once again, I thank each and every one of you, and I love it, each and every one of you, for listening to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Please come back on tomorrow, and if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.